This beautiful gospel gives us such an impression of the compassion of Jesus. There's this synagogue official, and then there's this woman, and he heals them. And he raises up this little girl from the dead. It shows us that the source of all his power comes from love. The compassion. This synagogue official probably wouldn't have had much to do with Jesus, except his daughter was so sick, he had nowhere else to turn. Jesus didn't say, "Will you come to me now?" did he? He just healed the girl. We see the same thing now that we're beginning to come toward the close of the letter to the Hebrews. We're beginning today chapter 12. And there's 13 chapters in the letter to the Hebrews. So now, this is all exhortation, wrapping up. Just think of the things we've heard, huh? How Jesus offered himself in an eternal spirit, the spirit of love. How he pierced the veil, went into the sanctuary, that is the very presence of God, to give us hope. We have hope as an anchor in our life. And now we start looking at the source of all that power, his weakness. Brothers and sisters, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, aren't we surrounded by a cloud of witnesses? Did anybody ever see Mother Teresa? How many people saw her sometime when she was there? You see? She's a witness, right? What about John Paul II? See him? He was around. You know? Padre Pio, we had to kind of go over there to see him. But right in our own lifetime, these enormous saints. So that's what he's saying. Such a cloud of witnesses. Let us get rid of every burden and sin that clings to us. Every worry, every preoccupation, every whatever, and the sin. Let's get rid of it. And persevere in running the race that lies before us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the pioneer and perfecter of faith. These two words are beautiful. One of them is found earlier in the letter in chapter 2, the Archegos. The Archegos is like Daniel Boone. He goes someplace, blazing the trail, and he founds a town. That's the Archegos, the leader. And that's Jesus. He blazed the trail. He went ahead of us. He showed us the way to eternal life. For the sake of the joy that lay before him. What was that joy? Us. That we would be with him forever. And because of that joy, he went right through with the cross, despising its shame. What do I care if everybody in the world thinks I'm a failure? That's hard to take psychologically. It'd be hard for Jesus to take, right? Just think of him walking along that street with this cross beam across his shoulders. Everybody laughing at him. So this was the guy who was going to save Israel. Broken heart, humiliated. And it says, you see, he endured the cross, despising his shame. Let them say, that's okay. Let them say what they want. I know, Father, where I'm going. And I know where I can bring them. Just think of that. You know. It's very important. And has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Love. What other reason would he go through this? Huh? And it's for the joy set before him. And we're the joy. And the theologians will tell us, you know, even as he walked this earth in the depth of his spirit, he had the beatific vision. But that didn't mean he was cool, everything was fine. That's, of course, the great mystery, isn't it? Therese has this beautiful expression. I think it's in something she said. It might have been in something she wrote. I've forgotten now. And she says, and Pius XI quotes this, by the way. Or is it to John Paul in this letter, encyclical on suffering? One or the other. Therese says, I understand what happened to Jesus on the cross. How he could feel so totally abandoned and still have in the depth of his spirit the bliss of the vision of his Father. She said, that's going on in my life. I have this in the deep point of my soul. I have this incredible joy. And the rest of me, physically, mentally, emotionally, is just in incredible pain and darkness. And that's a mystery. Consider how he endured such opposition from sinners in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. Look at Jesus. Jesus, come and help me. I'm ready to quit this thing. You know, I know somebody who's very close to the Lord and has suffered a lot. I hadn't seen her for about a year. And she was walking this way on a path, I was walking that way. And before I could even say hello, she said to me, if this keeps up, I'm going to quit. Well, I knew she never would, but it just struck me, you know. So you see, that you may not go weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not resisted to the point of shedding blood. Obviously, because we're here. This man who's such a mystic and has suffered so much himself, or he wouldn't know these things. You know, friends, let's get rid of sin. Let's get out of it. Well, I can. Of course you can. You go to Jesus. But you know, I learned this. I think I've shared this before. It was a great lesson. My guardian angel helps me out a lot. He's a great big guy. And I think his name is Sam. But anyway, when my arthritis was really bad, I couldn't open up a jar. I couldn't even open up a salt cellar. I couldn't do anything. And so I'd have to open up this darn jar. So I'd say, Sam, you got to help me. Well, I would have to. He helped me. But it wasn't like I went, was off. I had to work. My hands hurt. I was groaning. And I just made it. But I made it. And I learned how God helps us. We just don't whistle Dixie. There's a struggle. But we overcome. Because the Father is with us. Jesus, our Lord, has been this way. And so we begin this exit, you know, this exhortation. It'll go on. I hope they don't skip. I forgot to look. You know, they have to get it all in. I mean, oh, nice. Well, we're all going to skip a few verses. But just fix your eyes on Jesus. The eyes of your heart. See what's going on in his heart. The love, the trust of the Father, the incredible bliss and the darkness and the pain and the abandonment. And it was love that drove him. It was love that drove him on for the sake of the joy. And we're the joy. Well, I really don't deserve all that. Of course you don't. That's not the problem. We are his joy.